Hello, welcome to another episode of Optics Straight Debates. I'm Andras.
My name is Theodore, hello.
And the debates that we're currently making are focused on Leica products. Right now, in the last few debates, we have been talking about Leica binoculars. And here again, we have a specific series from their offer. This is the Leica Ultravid BL. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to start this debate off by explaining to our viewers what BL actually stands for.
Well, I think it's black leather. So these are, I would say, binoculars from Leica, which have a really specific style with this metal parts and then real leather for armoring of the body.
This gives them a little bit of the premium look.
Right? Yeah. It's like you're buying this to express your lifestyle. I also think currently these are the only binoculars from the premium brands which resemble the binoculars from the past. So with leather covering, with all this metal and with all the attention to detail and so on. So this is really a lifestyle product, but at the same time it offers premium optical performance.
So I saw that this has Ultravid written on it. I know that there is a series with that is called Ultravid HD Plus. Mm-hmm. Are they optically the same, or do these lack some of the components used in the HD Plus models?
Yeah, the BL series, they lack some of the features of the Ultravid HD Plus. So they are not optically on pair with an Ultravid HD Plus, but the other side, the Ultravid HD Plus is rubber armored. It's not a product with such a unique style like the BL. Leica has quite a few, a little bit of confusion regarding all the naming. So the Ultravid is a really famous name. They have 8 models in the HD Plus range of the series. But they also use Ultravid on those products, on the BLs. And they also use the same Ultravid name on those products which are covered with rubber, but are of the same size like this 8 to 20 and 10 to 25. They are called the Ultravid BR, so black rubber, here is black leather. And on top of that, they even have the same products which are called silver line. That means that the metal is silver, but still with black leather, which are again Ultravid, but they're not called Ultravid. They're called, it's written here Ultravid, but they're called like silver line. So it's quite confusing. But on the other side, I think also that the customers for this the specific products are really, really different. So the BL, I would say the typical customer who is buying a BL binoculars is a customer who wants to have a product with this unique style, which wants to have like vintage looking binoculars, which are still premium in performance, but the looks are the main selling point. Within the Ultravid HD Plus, you're looking for hunters and bird watchers and other enthusiasts which don't really care about this outer styling of the products that much, but they care, I would say the prime reason for buying them is to have the premium, utmost premium optical performance. So these products, even though they have the same name or very similar name with different acronyms, they cater for really different customers. So the BL is for someone who is looking for style, for really vintage looking classical binoculars.
Now, you said that there is a confusion when it comes to the Ultravid series, mm-hmm. but I do think that they have the coatings they do have in common. They all have mm-hmm. the Aquadura Leica's premium coating.
On the outer surfaces they have Aquadura so that they repel dirt and water. I think they're even...
Yeah, they even have the high durable coating.
Yeah, HDC, so to protect the outer surfaces of lenses against scratches, light scratches normally, and Hilux system for coating of prisms. So normally you get many technologies into these binoculars, in all binoculars of the Ultravid range, which are common from series to series. There are differences, like I explained, in the styling. There are differences that some HD Plus models have the shot HT high transmission glass used for lenses and so on. So there are optical differences. If you compare the BL with an HD Plus, the HD Plus is a little bit better optically, but also it's more expensive, and the styling is more plain. It's not like bespoke like this one.
And all the models from this series, I think, are made in Portugal. I'm not mistaken. And the warranty depends on the size. I think the pocket models have 5 years of warranty, whereas this bigger models have 10 years of warranty.
Yeah. And the service is provided even for a longer period. So even after 10 years, you can still send them back if something happens to them, and they will still repair it and service it.
And so you can still count on them to be in existence for a long time, because they're really a reputable company. And
yeah, I don't know exactly when the BL came out, but the normal ultra-wide binoculars came out already in 2003. So this is, it's a long-living product. And it's normal for Leica. Leica is producing binoculars for more than 110 years. So
yes, perhaps what we should also mention are the accessories that come with these two.
This is, I also have to mention how many models are in the BL series.
Of course.
There is 8x20 and 10x25 in the pocket format. Then it's 8x42 and 10x42 in the full size format. And like I said, you can also get the pocket format in BR, so black rubber. So they are coated with rubber or armored with rubber. And you also can buy a silver line of like this in the pocket format, 8x20 and 10x25, and also the 8x42 and 10x42 are also available as silver line. Mm-hmm. So again, the metal can be silver. And these are all the models in this range. With the black rubber models, so the BR, you're not able to buy 42mm models. You can only buy BL or silver line 42 models of this type.
Oh, so interesting. So perhaps we should do it like that.
Here are the accessories for the 42mm model. So the normal bag, the normal ring cover, the normal carrying strap.
This is perhaps the most interesting accessory that comes, the bag that comes with the pocket model.
It's superb.
It's really nicely made. And
it's from real leather, and really you can see all the craftsmanship. And even if you open it, it's interesting contrast inside. So it's red, and you can see it when you open it, it opens wide. It's really, you see all the attention to details on this bag. And Leica has so many different accessories of the premium class. I think this comes from their camera lines, because they are known to produce really superb accessories. All the carrying straps also from real leather and really nicely made and so on. So this is really, it gives you a special feeling when you're using these binoculars, because everything is so unique, everything is so well made with such high quality materials. This is something what other producers of binoculars lack. In general, they lack this this attention to details with all the accessories, with everything that comes with the binoculars.
Thank you very much. If you have any additional questions, leave a comment in the comment section or send us an email. Like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, check out our other videos, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.